Books on Tape presents The Mercy Papers by Robin Rahm. Read by Anne-Marie Lee. He once said to me, "Our lives are just a splash of water on a stone, nothing more. Then I am the stone on which they fell, and they have marked me." Naomi Wallace. Part 1. Barb, our hospice nurse, has bluish teeth and frizzy black hair styled to look like a hunting cap. The skin around her eyes droops, and when you talk to her, she takes too long to respond. She wears loose cotton blouses with patterns of clocks or vines. The woman needs to be startled. In one of the many fantasies I've concocted over the last few weeks here, I own a mess of owls and they wait, talons clutching the branch in their ornate cage. When Barb comes, when she looks past me to my mother, past my mother to that voice she listens to when she's not listening to any of us, I will set them free in her face. Barb comes every few days to clip my mother's socks so her swollen feet will fit, or to administer more morphine, more Percocet, more fentanyl. She's building a boat to sail my mother out. She has no interest in my mother's life, the thoughts she had, the cases she won, her family. Barb will build the boat of morphine and pillows, and then I will have no mother, and the days will be wordless and empty. I sit on the bed in my childhood room, my cattle dog Mercy beside me, and wait for Barb to leave. Sun beats through the small window and skylights, warming the dog's fur. I hold on to my toes. I'd like to ask Barb if she likes her line of work.